Manu Patra alerts dated the 25th of October 2017. Supreme Court has lashed out at government for not complying with its order for setting emission standard for industries and banned use of polluting fuel furnace oil and pet coke in industrial units from the 1st of November. Supreme Court has directed demolition of a parking lot being constructed within a kilometer of Taj Mahal in Agra. Supreme Court has suspended the decision of Allahabad High Court based on the screening committee recommendations against an additional district judge Bimal Prakash Kanpal who compulsorily retired last year. Supreme Court has given Delhi High Court 8 weeks to finalize amendments to its original site rules and practice directions in order to ensure speedy disposal of original intellectual property rights (IPR) suits. U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed the last remaining appeal in a pair of cases challenging President Trump's executive order, issued in March, that sought to limit travel to the United States. Oklahoma Supreme Court has struck down $100 fee for the registration of an electric vehicle as well as $30 for a hybrid by declaring it unconstitutional. Madras High Court has imposed a blanket ban on erecting hoardings, flex banners and signboards from the state's skyline with images of individuals who are alive. Delhi High Court has asked the police to ensure that no one uses stage and loudspeaker at a South Delhi ground for Chhath Puja 2017 by two organizers and maintain law and order. Delhi High Court has allowed Indian cricketer Ashish Nehra's request for a corporate box for his family and friends to watch his last limited overs match on the 1st of November at Firozeh Shah Kotla grounds in New Delhi. Bombay High Court, while dismissing a sexual harassment complaint against Vodafone and its former top executives, has imposed a fine of 50,000 rupees fine on the company for flouting Vishakha guidelines. Central Administrative Tribunal, CAT, has said that temporary, ad hoc and contract women employees are also entitled to maternity leave and consequent benefits akin to regular staff. Central government has clarified that no late fee would be levied on taxpayers who fail to furnish the return in form GSTR-3B for the month of August and September 2017 by the due date. Central government has notified integrated tax of 0.1% and central tax rate of 0.05% on interstate supply of taxable goods by a registered supplier to a registered recipient for export.